chapter 11. Acts chapter 11. Chapter 10 and chapter 11, you'll find the record of Cornelius. Cornelius was a Gentile that had been praying. He feared God. He walked in all the light that God had given him, but he was unsaved. And we'll start reading, if the God of heaven help us tonight, in verse number 12. The Bible said, and the Spirit bade me go. This is Peter talking here. With them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me. We entered into the man's house. He's talking about going into Cornelius' house. You got to realize in the chapter before is the record of Peter going to the house of Cornelius. He's rehearsing this into the ears of the Jewish brethren. They contended with him about eating with these uncircumcised Gentiles. And God let a great sheet down, it says in verse 5, that showed the unclean beast of the earth. But God said he had cleansed it, that he would save the Gentiles. And he told Peter in verse 8, he said, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. Notice verse 9, what the Lord said, but the voice answered me again from heaven. What God had cleansed, that call not thou common. So what this is, this sheet of animals, is a picture of the Gentiles. It's a picture of the uncleanness that at one time the Jews looked at, but now God says he's cleansed it. The law said not to eat, but thank God Jesus, praise God, died for all men that men could be saved. And God slightly rebuked Peter. Now Peter is rehearsing this with the Jewish brethren in verse number 12. He said, the Holy Spirit bade me to go to this man's house. Verse 13, and he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, talking about Cornelius, which stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. And then I remembered the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? Then verse 18, when they heard these things, talking about the Jews, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. I want to preach tonight on the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. If you find the book of Acts, you'll find the acts of God, the acts of the Holy Spirit, the acts of the church, the acts of these men that God used, and God to declare the message, and also do the great mighty things God did by the hand of these men, and God used them in such a mighty way. And I believe, friend, that when we look at the apostles, thank God they were mentioned in Ephesians 4 as of them gifts to the church, and this is the church. And remember this, and not everything God does through his church that ever bears any fruit, that does anything, it'll be by the cause of the Holy Ghost. Thank God empowering them to do it. It's impossible for anybody to do anything apart from the Holy Ghost. It'll bear fruit. It's God that does it, friend. And the Holy Ghost came in Acts chapter 2 and filled them with the power of God, filled them with the the Holy Ghost, and they spake the Word of God, and God got glory. And friend, here again God comes to Peter as he's got at a man's house by the seaside, and he comes to him in a vision, and he's telling him, I need you to go down to Cornelius' house. I want you to go down there and tell that man how to be saved. Tell that man what God's Word says. Tell that man's house what they need. They got to be saved. They need Christ. It's the same message. It don't change. It don't matter whether they're circumcised or uncircumcised. They all need to hear the gospel. And Peter, you're the vessel that's going to go and tell them. Amen. I'm telling you, God tell you something, y'all to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Too many people want to depend on other people. Praise God. If God tells you to do it, do it. Amen. Now notice this here. Verse 12, the Holy Ghost direction. He was completely under the direction of God.
Amen.
He was not sitting in there thinking about on the rooftop that day thinking about going to this man's house. But when the Holy Ghost, ain't God told him, bade him to go, then he knew that this was of the Lord. I'm telling you, friend, you better listen. By the time I'm preaching this tonight, you'll realize and know without the Spirit, then we're nothing. Except the Holy Spirit meet with us and bring, amen, the lead of God and bless us with His presence. Hey, God, my friend, it won't be much good. But God spake to this man of God and He said, I want you to go down. He said to Joppa, amen, get down there to Cornelius' house. And brother, he went. And he said, he'll tell thee. He said, go down there and tell him. Let's go tell him. Listen, the message is not, my friend, hard. It don't have to be with fancy words. It's just got to be the truth. When God uses this man, thank God, friend, it wouldn't be a sermon that you'd probably leave the church and say that was magnificent. But it don't matter whether it's magnificent in how the my friend, the words are spake. It's what it does. It's what it means. It's what it says. It's what it does to get the job done. Ain't God in that house. Where them Gentiles that don't know nothing about true salvation is. He said, go. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Notice, I want to say there's Holy Ghost direction, but in verse number 15, thank God there was Holy Ghost demonstration. Notice what he said in verse 14, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. He said, I want you to go there and tell them the Word of God that that house can get saved. Amen. This man had been praying, son. He wasn't rebelling. He was just in darkness. He didn't have the understanding of the gospel. His ground was so ripe, amen. It was so ready to hear the gospel. Amen. The Holy Ghost, amen. And God's Word had done no doubt through what this man knew, amen, and praying and giving alms and being a good man towards the flesh, that God had a message for him that would get him in and get him saved and get his house saved. I'm telling you, if we want to go to meeting tonight, we're going to have somebody go to meeting with us. And the only one that can do anything that goes to meeting with us is God Himself. And I come to the meeting, amen. That's right, buddy. If he don't come, we sunk. Amen. That's right. There ain't a man good enough, preacher. If he don't have the Holy Ghost with him, he'll never get anything done. Amen. God's got to come with him. God was already with him. He said, you go, and he said, you get down and preach. I like verse number 15. He said this, and as I began to speak, amen, and you know what that's saying? I began to open my mouth and speak. Amen. Listen, friend, Peter, ain't God, this is a work of God. That's it, the work of man, work of God. Amen. I said, I don't know what to say. Let's say it. Amen. Praise God. As I began to speak, this is what he said. He said, the Holy Ghost fell on them. Amen. He said, as I began to speak, and God, that Holy Ghost come down on them. Amen. Notice as on us. He said, the same demonstration that happened on the day of Pentecost has come to this house. I'm telling you, it had to come that way. They'd have never believed it. Had the Holy Ghost not have sanctified it, hadn't gave the Word of God out, they'd have never believed what this man was preaching. But I'm telling you, when that man of God opened his mouth up, and the power of God began to fall, and brother had got a hold of him. Amen. That's right. Listen to me. We got too many people sitting in the Baptist church tonight and other churches that's never been dealt with by the Holy Ghost. Nobody gets saved without Him. Nobody gets saved without the Holy Ghost taking the Word of God and speaking to you with it. Amen. You didn't just become religious and you just didn't become a Christian. You was born into the family. You was birthed into the family. You didn't decide one day I'll be saved. Thank God Jesus is the only way to save. And the Holy Ghost had to seal it and anoint it and bless it. And Peter said, when I began to speak, how the Holy Ghost fell. Amen. That's what it takes too. You don't have no spirit in yourself. You got the Holy Spirit that's manifest through. Listen, the man don't have, man can't do it without the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right. He began to, he said demonstration. That meant it was demonstrated there in that house. Amen. He demonstrated it right there. He preached in the power of God. Manifested it. It came. It just came. You say, how'd that happen, preacher? I can just give you what I believe. I believe God set this thing up for that man to step in that house. And when he opened his mouth, the sovereign God of heaven put his convicting work, his hand of power on it. And God used that word through the Spirit to bring that falling on him. Amen. Listen, friend, the wind blow where it listeth, and there hears the sound of it, and can't tell whence it cometh, the weather coming. So as ever was born of Spirit. Oh, the Spirit of God's got to get a hold of it. Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank God for you. It's the Holy Ghost demonstration. You know what he said? It's the same. He said this is the same thing that happened to us. Listen, this was a Jew, man. He didn't believe. He wasn't an apostle to the Gentiles. He was an apostle to the Jews. Paul later was the apostle to the uncircumcised. Amen. But thank God, friend, Peter went under the command of God. And he said the same thing happened. Amen. Amen. The very same thing that we experienced that day. Thank God, felt the same thing. The Holy Spirit came upon them. Amen. Amen. That's right. Boy, I'm telling you, you know what's going to change people? The power of God. We might as well just admit it, the power of God is the only thing that will change anybody. Right. Amen. Notice, if you will, in verse number 16, he said, Then remembered I the word of the Lord, and amazing how the Spirit of God says, now I want you to remember this. You can hear a man preach, somebody get up, testify, somebody teach, and the God of heaven will bring things to your remembrance. Right. He'll say, remember what the Word says. He said, then I remembered. I remembered what it said. Notice what he said. He said, then I remembered the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water. He said, John the Baptist baptized with water. He baptized people with unto repentance. Men would come, confess their sins, and show fruits of repentance, and John would baptize them, identify them with their repentance. You know why Jesus said him that is born of woman is no greater than John? Let me tell you why. It was his position. You know why? Because he was the prophet that said that's him. He was the prophet God chose. That's why he was the greatest prophet, because he was the forerunner of the Son of God. And then he said, in that other verse, he went ahead and said, I'm trying to paraphrase and think what he said, but what he was saying there in that verse was, but them that receive the gift that he's testifying of is greater than the one that's testified, are better off than one testifying.
In other words, a man that receives what's being said, thank God, amen, he's reaping the benefits, amen, of what that man's preaching, friend. That's why God didn't put, hey, God, he didn't glorify man. He said he's a voice. Thank God, he never said who I, he said I'm a voice. And the one that received, the one he's preaching about, he said, thank God, greater is that man, amen. Why? Because he's in that dispensation of the grace of God. He received Christ. Who told him? John said, that's him. Behold the Lamb. He said he baptized with water. He went down there, thank God, to the river of Anon because there was much water there. And he ducked them under. He immersed them under the water. And he brought them back up, thank God, as an identifying themselves with true repentance. I'm telling you, there's no other mode of baptism. Hey, God, that's why Jesus said he's John the Baptist. Amen. Jesus called him Baptist. John didn't say, I'm the Baptist. Jesus said he's the Baptist. Why? Because he baptized by immersion. So Peter says, he said, I called a word. This man, John, baptized with water. He baptized under repentance. He said, but even John said, there come one greater than I, whose shoes that I'm not worthy to unloose. Amen. And then he said this, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And then he said, listen, he said, not many days hence. He was talking about that baptism in that room that day. The power and the Holy Ghost came in and filled the room and filled every 120 people were in there, and every one of them was filled with the Holy Ghost. Every one, men and women, filled with the Holy Ghost. Every one of them. Amen. I was reading about Zacharias the other day and Elizabeth, and it said when Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, she spake with a loud voice and praised God. I'm telling you, friend, if a man gets full of the Holy Ghost, there'll be exerted emotions that come out from the inward belly. Thank God. And God fill him up with and it'll come out. Yeah. Said Zacharias, when he was filled with the Holy Ghost, remember when he came out, he couldn't speak. And they said, you told Elizabeth, you can't call his name John. There's nobody in your family named that. They gave him a tablet and he wrote, his name shall be called John. And the Lord unloosed his tongue. Thank God, filled him with the Holy Ghost. And he prophesied for about 8 or 9 verses right there. Hey, amen. I'm telling you, you get filled with God and full of the Holy Ghost, there'll be something come out. Amen. That's right, buddy. What identifies a man? Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Baptism is the immersion. The word baptized means to immerse. That's what it means. So it's the immersion of the Spirit. It's the God of heaven coming upon you. Amen. And living in you and through you. In the Old Testament, He came upon men. He was with men. But in the New Testament, He indwells men. Buddy, I'm telling you, you better get what I'm telling you. If this church could get a hold of that, they could have an old time meeting tonight. It's God, the Holy Ghost. He baptized you, friend. He baptized you with the power of God. That's right. Hey, man. I'm about to get to something here in a minute, but I'm telling you what. When you look at this here, it was his declaration. He said he shall baptize. Hey, friend, can I tell you this tonight? It was going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
He said, you will be endued with power from on high.
Yeah.
They was there waiting for it, son. That come in like a rushing mighty wind and filled the house where they were sitting. And God sat on them like, praise God, filled them with the Holy Ghost. They spake, son, with cloven tongues. Amen, son. That's right, the power and the Spirit of God came upon them, and He controlled completely every word that came out of their mouth. It was the Spirit speaking.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
That's right. It's the Spirit speaking. Spirit's got to come in you and speak to you.
Yeah.
He's got to come in you. Listen, He comes in you.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God. Hey, and every man heard Him speak in his own language. That was the miracle they heard in their own language.
Yeah.
What? The Holy Ghost spake the Word. They got down and said, men and brethren, what shall we do? He said, repent, be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, that you may receive the what? The Holy Ghost and remission, and be forgiven, have the remission of sin. You say, what about that, preacher? That's right. Listen, can I tell you tonight, you look up here, I want to tell you something. You ain't putting me in no corner, and you're not calling. Listen, friend, I'm going to go what the Bible says. It don't matter what anybody else said if the Bible says it.
Yeah, preach it.
There's some things in this Bible, son, that there's a lot of people try to explain away because it just don't meet the status quo.
Yeah. Right.
There was a command right there for them Jews because they had rejected the Messiah. They had rejected Christ. And He said, you're going to have to believe, repent, toward Him and have a willing heart to receive Him as who He is. And you're going to be baptized in His name.
Yeah, man. Right.
It's what they said, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Well, how's a man get the Holy Spirit? By the new birth.
Right.
The new birth, listen, I'm open for Bible study. But the new birth was a spiritual birth.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the Spirit come, day of Pentecost. They believe by faith. Faith come about hearing, hearing by the Word. The Holy Ghost came. He's the convictor. John 16, He shall convict men of sin, righteousness and judgment to come. The Holy Ghost come to convict men. He come to reprove men. He come to confront men. He come to deal with man about his sin. He come to deal with man about who he is.
Yeah.
You know the only one to interpret this book, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He's the only one to interpret it. He's the only one to tell you what it is.
Right. Amen.
He's baptized with the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about a baptism. You know what men would do? They said that about... You remember them women said they prayed? Remember Moody? He was just a... They said, you just a regular preacher. We need to pray for you that you get something special from the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And then them women got to pray for him. And he said the power of God came on him. But God came on him so hard that he had to get in the storefront building and pray. He said he never was the same from that day. That don't scare me one bit.
Right.
Amen. You say, how much of the Holy Ghost you get when you got saved? Every bit of Him.
Amen.
Every bit of Him.
Oh, yeah.
It's Him getting more of me.
That's it. Yeah. Amen.
And me giving my all to Him. Hey, there's no telling what the night. Let me tell you something. That day you got up there and sung that song and you testified and it was all the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you that. You know why? Because you yielded yourself to Him. You got out of the way and gave your body to Him.
Yes, yeah.
I would to God that the church would say, look, I need God. I don't have it unless He does it. I'm yielding myself to Him. I want the power to be on me. I want the Holy Ghost to touch and use me. And I don't want nothing less.
Amen.
If the preacher comes on Sunday and he ain't got a nudge from God, then we'll sit here and listen to what God says.
Amen.
They said, there's one old preacher, he said he'd go to the pulpit, he'd tell the people to pray, he hadn't got no nudge from God, said he'd set up an hour or two sometime this wait on God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the people had sat there because they wanted what God had for them.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, friend, you better hear what I'm about to say tonight. There's more to Christianity than coming to church 3 times a week, reading your Bible and praying. There's something, thank God, was inside of us at the Holy Ghost birth. And brother, we can have a deeper walk and have a power on the left, but we gonna have to want it and go after it. Amen. There's a verse in the Bible that says, blessed are them that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. He said, I remember about that. I remembered when I was preaching, the power was falling. He said, I remember what that scripture said. He said, He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Son, them people didn't believe Brother Joe one bit that them old uncircumcised people could be saved. They thought they wasn't nothing but a bunch of heathen dogs, and they thought they, I'm telling you, if the Holy Ghost had not come on that day, them people wouldn't have got saved, but they wouldn't believe. Amen. That's right. Notice this here. Look at verse 17. He said, for as much then as God gave them the light gift as He did, He said He gave the same thing He gave us.
Can I tell you tonight that nobody has any more salvation than anybody else? If you're saved, you don't have no more salvation than the other man that saves. Amen. You might have more of a measure of faith, but you don't have no more of a salvation. Amen. But you got the same salvation, you got the same Christ. Amen. He said he gave them the same gift as he gave us. That's what he said. Notice this here, what he said in verse 17. He said, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what he's talking. Listen, he's talking to Jewish brethren. He's talking to a bunch of people who's done confronting him and got on him about eating with them, and especially going in there preaching to them and messing around with a bunch of unclean people. And here's what he said to them Jewish brethren. He said, who am I that can stand against God? He said, you telling me that I'll oppose what God's doing? I want to ask you something tonight. Will you accept what God does? Will you accept what God does? Or is it got to be exactly the way you think it ought to be? Are you open to God?
Yes, sir.
You open to Him?
Amen.
Y'all boys stay open to Him. Learn from God. Through God uses men, but learn through God.
Yeah.
Peter said, who am I to stand against God? I mean, brethren, look what's happened. The Holy Ghost fell on them. They believed. They got saved. They got the same thing we got. How can I say anything about it?
Yeah.
Right.
That's Holy Ghost difference. He's the one that makes the difference. The Holy Spirit don't scare me. Everything the Holy Spirit does, it'll number one glorify Christ.
Yes, sir.
And number two, it'll be according to what's writ.
Yeah.
It won't be something foreign. It might be foreign to you because you never have experienced nothing.
Yeah.
But it won't be something foreign to the believer that's in the Spirit. They said, well, camp meeting times, I've heard men tell this. Now, I went to camp meetings when I got saved. A lot of times camp meetings, it can be some wildfire. Ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I'd rather have a little fire than even if it is a little wildfire. Well, I tell you what, I want the real fire. Amen.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost don't produce wildfire. Strange fire got Aaron's sons killed.
It sure did.
Well, I'll tell you this. There will be some things. Remember what they said? We've seen strange things today. Remember when that man was let down through that roof and he walked on his feet? He said, we've seen things we've never seen. We never saw it on this place. Amen.
Yeah.
I've saw them shot the house down before. I mean, I've seen it, man. I've seen the power of God hit in meetings, and this it's just like a wave.
Oh yeah.
Amen.
Right.
That's right, buddy. I've seen it, and you know, old brother Messick, C.W. Messick, he remembers the old meetings back to Bethel. He said, I remember when they started them meetings. Arthur Blackburn, Gene Goodman, Harold Parker started that meeting. He said he went to the early meetings of that meeting. He was telling me about one night when the Huntley brothers were there, Buck Huntley and some of them, and Wade Huntley, the old Christians, preachers, Baptist preachers, and said God got so thick in that thing one night that Buck just about got knocked out. I mean, he got in such another world, you couldn't even tell what is going on in him. He just got so far out in God. And he said, Brother Hyde, ain't never been nothing like that. But I'm telling you what, when Jesus Christ is magnified through His Spirit, I'm telling you what, brother, what did they say about them people in that book of Acts 2? He said, these people's drunk.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
You know why?
Because we've lived so much in the physical, we've lived so much in religion, we've lived so much in dictates of mechanical ways at the house of God. When the Spirit of God hits and the power of God falls, hey God, people will say, that people's mouth's drunk. Amen. Yeah. Do you know what a drunk man will do? He'll do what that drink in him's making him do. He said, be not drunk with wine, where in excess be filled with the Spirit. Do you know what? If a man's drunk with wine, you know what's controlling him? That wine in him.
Yeah.
Well, that man, he would not give a flip. If a man's in here drunk and he got this drunk, he wouldn't care what any of you thought about him.
I've been there.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
He wouldn't care, Brother Joe. A man that's drunk on wine, hey, he don't care what people think. He don't care what people say. Hey, friend. And when a man's full of the Holy Ghost, he don't really care what anybody says, what they think. He's controlled by God. Amen.
Yeah.
Right. Well, a man is drunk, he wouldn't care if you passed off and played five times. He'd give everything he had.
Yeah.
Peter said that Holy Ghost fell on them like he did us. He said, and who am I? Men, who am I? I mean, who am I that can withstand God? This thing I'm telling you is of the Lord.
Right.
Then look at verse 18. Here's just them men. He said, when they heard these things, they held their peace. Mm-hmm. Glorified God. They didn't say a word against it no more. They glorified God. Them Jews that didn't think uncircumcised people could be saved, they holding their peace now and they're glorifying God. I'm going to tell you what the Holy Ghost will do. When a man gets saved, he'll turn joy into the church. I want to give you this. Listen to this here. I want you to get what I'm about to tell you. Verse 18, it says this, then hath God also, this is what they said, then hath God also granted repentance unto life.
Yes.
This is what they're saying. God, in His mercies, has give Cornelius repentance. He has changed that man's heart. He's changed that man's heart. That's what He's saying. He granted it. He gave it. It wasn't something that they deserved. It wasn't something, my friend, thank God, that they worked up. It's something God said, I'm granting them repentance.
Yeah.
It was a, listen, but if he, in John chapter number 10, verse 9, he said, if any man enter the door, he shall be saved. Get what I'm about to tell you this. He granted repentance unto life. Unto life. What's that mean, preacher? I'm going to tell you what it means. Listen to what I'm telling you. Get this right here. I mean, get it deep in your soul and spirit. You know what He's saying? He's putting the life of God in you.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit is God.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
He said, I'm going to put the life of God in you.
Amen.
He said, Cornelius, he put the
he
life
in you. He did it, too. Amen.
Boys, I'm telling you, Brother Dennis, we ever get a hold of that son, we ain't going to stop.
No way.
If you look up that word life, it means God life.
Mm-hmm.
You already got natural life. That's what the new birth is. It's God life. It's a spiritual life. It's God life. What's that? God, the Holy Ghost lives in you. He put the God of heaven's life in you. Amen. He gives you life. It's not a natural life. It's a God-given life. Amen. Notice this. Where's it enter? Where's this life enter? It enters in man's spirit.
Yeah.
Within the inward man. I want to ask you a question tonight. Listen to what I'm about to ask you, okay? I'm not trying to get anybody to doubt. I'm not that kind of preacher. But I just want to ask you, could you possibly and convincingly say that the life of God really lives in me? that the life of God really lives in me. That there was a day that the life of God was imparted to me. Or did I just pick up religion and started going to church? It's a good question, isn't it? Just a good question. I want to tell you this. If you got saved, He'd give you the life of God. He'd give it to you. The life of God come in you. I can't make it without the Spirit of God. And you can't neither. But I'm telling you what, listen to me. There's no way under the sun that shines that a man will ever enter heaven if he had never been born again.
Right. That's true.
That's right. The life of God's got to be in you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
If I didn't know I had it, I'd seek Him. I'd seek Him.
Right.
Seek Him. If the Holy Ghost hadn't done that, they would never have believed it. Them Jews would never have believed it if the Holy Ghost hadn't done it. They'd have said, that's just another religious racket.
Sure, they sure would have.
But I'm telling you what, brother, this can't be denied.
No, it can't.
This is a notable miracle.
Yes, sir.
It's a notable miracle, Brother Keith. It's a notable miracle. That when you kneeled that day, you had no idea at that time what He really did in you.
No, sir.
But you knew something had been done.
Yep.
That would last forever. Buddy, these people just playing church, going to religious routines, and even coming in here playing church. You know what? They don't have the life of God. You don't play church. Christ lives in you. That's right. He lives in you. Holy Ghost lives in you. Let's bow our heads tonight.